there's on the bottom there's a footnote where it says that Ruach HaKodesh is not the same level perhaps as it was by the Nevi'im in those days, but it's a level in prophecy. In other words, there's another place when the Rambam describes prophecy, he says an interesting thing. He says, how many levels are there in prophecy? The Rambam says, as many levels as there are in intelligence, that's how many levels there are in prophecy. How many levels are there in intelligence? Infinite. And again, people who don't study Chassidus might find it very hard. What do you mean levels in prophecy? Either you see the future or you don't see the future. Either you know what's going on, you don't know what's going on. But first of all, we have an example from this in Chumash. Rashi says in Chumash that Korach was a prophet. And he argued against Moshe. And in fact, what encouraged him to argue against Moshe was because he was a prophet and he saw in the future that his descendants will be singing Shir HaMalos in the Beis HaMikdash. And we have those words, Mizmor L'Bnei Korach, that Korach's descendants are singing. But the truth is, because he went down and his children did tshuva. So he saw something, but he didn't see it clearly. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see more clearly than he. But when you learn Chassidus, it's very simple. Not the prophecy is simple, it's simple to understand the different levels. When we learn Chassidus, we realize that there are four spiritual worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. And we realize that in each world, there are different levels, because there are 10 spheres. And the truth is not just 10 levels. On each level of Sphira, there are 10 included in the 10 and 10 in the 10. And we know there are actually infinite levels of spiritual realms and spiritual layers and spiritual heights. So when we say that someone is a prophet, which means they could see what's going on in the spiritual world, the question is, which world? Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, or Asiya? And in each world, which level? Chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, there's so many levels of spirituality, and that will make the difference of how, what kind of prophecy the person has. So therefore, even though there are infinite levels, but in general there are two levels. One is called Ruach HaKodesh, one is prophecy, but they're both aspects of prophecy. I mean, Ruach HaKodesh is also an aspect of prophecy. That's why this is a halacha for all future generations, not only for those days, also Bezman HaGolus. Shemisede Hadas Leda. It's one of the foundations of our Amunah to know. Shakel Menaves Bnei Odom, that Hashem gives prophecy to people. Shetamid B'chol Adere Shayech O'inyan Degila Nebuah Lamata. Ad Ledarge Nebuah Shimein Nebuah Smoshe. There's another chiddush that the Rebbe is saying. The mere fact that the Rebbe tells us that there could be Nebuah in our times. By the way, this is one of the big controversies always between Chassidim and Mesnagdim. That Mesnagdim would always make fun of the stories of a Rebbe comes along and says he knew what's going on in Shamayim, he knows the future. They would make fun of it. Why would they make fun of it? They don't believe in such a thing. Because they believe that this was only then, not now. But all Chassidim always knew that Baal Shem Tov, the Maggid, each Tzaddik, gave over to the Chassidim things about the future. They told them what's going on in Shamayim. But nevertheless, most people, if you would have asked them, is there prophecy today? They might answer no. But this was Ruach HaKodesh, not prophecy. So first of all, the Rebbe is letting us know two things. Number one, that the Ruach HaKodesh itself is a level of prophecy. It's not something totally different. And second of all, even prophecy, the way it was, also exists by certain exceptional people in the generation. It's only not common today. In those days, there could have been a few hundred prophets in a generation or a few thousand in a generation. And today, there's one opinion that says that there are 600,000 prophets. One opinion says 1,200,000 prophets. So in each, even though we only know a very limited number of Nevi'im, but in reality there were many more. So number one, Ruach HaKodesh is prophecy. It's just a different level of prophecy. Number two, even the prophecy as it was then still exists today. That's one chiddush in the Sikha. The second chiddush in the Sikha, the Rebbe is saying there can even be prophets that have a me'ein, something similar to the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu is exceptional even among prophets. His prophecy is different than all other prophets. So the Rebbe says here that in every generation there's someone that could have even that level of prophecy. At least me'ein, similar to it. Why? It says in the Pasuk, Novi, Okim, Lahem, Mikere, Bacheyem, Kamoich. The Eibishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will establish a Novi for them, for the Yidden, And this Navi will be kameicha, like you. So I guess, generally speaking, you might say, like you means like a Navi, but not necessarily like your level. The Rabbi answers, Shleimus inyan ha-Navuah. We're talking about the complete level of Navuah. Let's just go to page 2. Kimbur barambam barucha. In other words, what we're saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu, his Navuah was totally different than everybody else, and a higher level than everybody else. And we can also look at the bottom of page 19. What is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im? Let's look at the bottom of 19, what the Rebbe quotes from the Rambam. Umma Hefresh, what is the difference, the Rambam says, between Nevuas Moshe l'shar kol ha-Nevi'im, between Nevuah of Moshe and all the prophets? Shekol ha-Nevi'im, all other prophets, they saw prophecy b'chaloim, or b'mara, either in a dream, or again in a vision. Moshe Rabbeinu misnave v'or v'omer. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said a prophecy, when he received the prophecy, he was fully awake and he was standing. Kol ha-Nevi'im ayde malach. Other prophets received it through a malach. Lefikach royim mashem royim b'moshel v'chida. So when they saw things, other Nevi'im, they didn't really get such a clear message. They, the Rambam writes that they got the message in the form of a like a puzzle, a parable, a metaphor, and they also received a message from Hashem how to interpret what they saw. But Moshe Rabbeinu, when he got a prophecy, lo yaldei malach, klei v'shein shom mashal, he didn't get things through a mashal. Ela roya hadover alburia b'lechido b'lemashal, he saw things clearly and very clear, like one person speaks to another. Kol ha-Nevi'im, all the other Nevi'im, yireim v'nivholim, they were so overwhelmed by their prophecy that they were like almost like the body went into shock from it. Moshe Rabbeinu Eino Ken. And the Rambam describes how another gets prophecy, the description like a person who has a seizure, chas v'shalom, falls on the floor, his body is shaking. In other words, the body is overwhelmed and goes into shock because something very overwhelming and something traumatic is happening. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't that way. Eino Adam Nivel. Moshe Rabbeinu was not overwhelmed. He wouldn't go into shock. When a friend talks to him, you just listen. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu was able to receive a prophecy. He was able to stand just the way he was, regular. And that's another difference. Now the Rambam says another difference. Kol ha-Nevi'im, all the other prophets, they couldn't receive a Nevuah whenever they wanted to. They could prepare themselves, but sometimes they got it, sometimes not. Moshe Rabbeinu Eino Ken. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't that way. And the calls man sheyachbeitz whenever he wanted to, Ruach Hakodesh levshasei, the Ruach Hakodesh would dwell on him, and the Nevuah would dwell on him. Beinitzoch lechaven daite lezdamulah. He didn't have to do anything special, like detach himself from other things to be able to receive. He was always mechuvan umezuman va'emet kamalachi hasharis, just like an angel. Doesn't have to do anything to receive any vision of godliness, because the angel is there already. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu is there. And the Rebbe is concluding that all this, in every generation, there's someone who is similar to Moshe Rabbeinu, even amongst those that are privileged to have Nevuah. And one more thing, there is a pasuk where it says, "Will I come oid Navi be Yisrael Kamesha?" That's the next footnote, where it says that it says in the pasuk, "There will never again be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu." So the Rebbe says that I'm a farish, take it from a yad. The pasuk itself explains it, that it's in reference to one aspect. Asher yodei havaya panim el panim, that he's able to speak with Hashem face to face. This particular aspect is only by Moshe Rabbeinu. But in other aspects of prophecy, there are Nevi'im who are actually Navim mekirbacha, miachicha, kameini, yakamlach. Moshe Rabbeinu repeated Hashem's word that he's going to be a Navi.